Today, we're starting with some artery, cultural coverage that gets you out of your chair and into the voting booth. Recent census data shows that fewer than half of Americans age 18 to 24 have registered to vote, and only a quarter say they actually voted. That figure is considerably lower compared to other age groups. For example, among 45 to 64-year-olds, nearly 60% say they voted. A new documentary film explores why young people appear to be so socially and politically apathetic. KALW's RTM's Konohov saw a preview of the film Regeneration.
Every time I think, that's wrong, that shouldn't be like that, I wish I could change it or whatever, but then I'm just like, you know, who am I?
Director Philip Montgomery got the idea to create a documentary film about apathy among young Americans back in 2006. George W. Bush was serving his second term as president, and the war in Iraq had been going on for 3 years. Montgomery and some friends were in their late 20s at the time. They were angry about what was happening, but they didn't know what to do.
For me personally, it was just a moment of self-reflection of why wasn't I personally doing more. And so that's really where I started to explore as a filmmaker the different influences that were sort of holding me back personally.
There's a lot of talk about the world historic role that the great generation had. Then there's the 60s generation, which had a purpose. And yet the current generation is caught up in a crisis like no other. They're told that they're a me generation with no purpose, no world historical role.
The film, called Regeneration, took 6 years to create. It's organized in three segments, examining how media, education, and parenting affect young people's worldview. Montgomery and his team focused on his old high school in Minnesota.
I came from a very lucky childhood, great parents, great everything, but you know, I never really explored a lot of these issues myself. So in that respect, it kind of became early on a film that I kind of wish I could have seen myself in high school.
Over time, the project evolved from a critique of the Bush administration into a deeper exploration of activism, or the lack of it, in modern American society. Jeffrey Lerner is a co-author of the film. He recalls how his own focus changed after Barack Obama's election in 2008.
It was galvanizing, it was inspiring, it was hopeful. It was the first figure, I think, for any of us that are younger in our lives that were truly touched by something. But what happened, it was we got that man elected on a progressive campaign, and we immediately went back to our armchairs and our living rooms, and we said, okay, we've done our job, we elected our president, and it's up to him.
Many of the young people in the film are like Claire Friedman, a senior at the Minnesota High School.
We aren't as active as the generations of the 60s and 70s. A big part of that is because we haven't gone outside.
I mean, from a business point of view, the ideal social unit is you and the television set.
That's writer Noam Chomsky, also interviewed for the film. Filmmaker Jeffrey Lerner says influences on young people are complex, as are the challenges facing American society.
There's a lot of people dealing with a lot of different things, and any, you know, there's not a Vietnam, there's not a civil rights that everybody is sharing in common and that can rally around. There's a wide spectrum of problems.
Problems like climate change, wars, political corruption. The film suggests that complexity of those issues might be one of the reasons so many young people feel powerless and apathetic. Matt DeRose is one of the film's producers. He says one way young people could start to participate is by voting in the upcoming elections. Back in the 1960s, youth voting was high, over 50%. It dropped down over the years, but has increased steadily since the year 2000, reaching its peak during the 2008 election. DeRose says voting isn't the only way to be politically active. He also supports movements like Occupy. But he says it's just as important to elect politicians that young people feel represent them.
I don't think that one specific leader or one specific party is going to change what we're talking about, but at least we can have a voice and an attempt for those people to help us. And I think that that's incredibly important.
Regeneration is an attempt to start a conversation and raise awareness among young people in the United States. And this, the filmmakers say, is their own form of activism. In San Francisco, I'm Artem Skonohovs for Cross Currents.